Right now, it is time to bring in Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack appraises. You can find them at tqag.com or right here on Robinhood Radio on a Tuesday morning. Good morning, Tim and Greg.
Good morning.
Well, good morning.
So we just had a ton of rain up here yesterday, and a little further south, not only did they have a ton of rain, but a lot of trees down and stuff like that. Between 1.5 and 3 inches of rain last night and this morning. Yeah. Yep. And unfortunately for us, it's the second time we've had a lot of rain, but most of the time it comes down so quick it just runs off. That's the unfortunate problem with it. But enough of the weather. Enough. So now, we were talking about an auction about which one that we were waiting to see how much it would go for.
The space. It was a space auction.
And
space
it went for over $1 million, right?
It went for over $1 million. I was watching that. Greg was – I was going to pick Greg up at the airport, and the lot came up at 2:15, I think. I was watching it online, and I just kept going. And I think that the hammer came down at 1.5, so – adding the premium, it's probably about 1.8, and something like that, for those three reels.
And what did that employee pay NASA for?
It's well, it was $218 for 63 boxes of stuff. So very little.
Let me put it this way, and that was what 50 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, still, that's a good return. That's a good return on investment.
Yeah,
I think it's funny that they actually, when he bought it, that he ended up paying only $217.77. I don't know where the change came in, but
tax.
Yeah, I guess.
Probably.
Maybe, who knows? But you know, he did sell off a bunch of other things, so goodness knows how much was actually netted from that purchase. But he did sell off other videos and photographs and things to television stations across the country. So
yeah, I think there were there were 1,100 and some over 1,100 videos and things that over the years he had sold. So I think it was a sound investment.
I would think
It's, you know, looking for a needle in a haystack, I'm sure, because they probably just bought it thinking, oh, it's just stuff that they really don't care about. And luckily, he did go through it, and somebody that took the time to take a look with a big collection like that, which is a segue. I am actually in St. Petersburg, Florida. I'm across the state. Greg is home in Hope Sound. And I drove over here on Sunday to start a big appraisal project, and talk about trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's an estate appraisal, so I have to appraise the residential contents. But before I can even see the residential contents, there is a sea of teddy bears. There are, I sent Greg a photo yesterday. I mean, it is, they are.
Oh, the humanity.
Everything. There must be, I'm thinking there's about 5,000 to 8,000 teddy bears in this house, and they are everywhere. And so the goal is what we're trying, and I have two of the estate administrators helping me, but this becomes one of the things that we face as appraisers. But if anyone's listening and you have a large collection, please get it under control. Get an inventory. Tell your heirs what you want to do with this, because this family, she has two sons, and there was no directive. There was nothing. So I'm spending 3 days going through, pulling out here's plush, the applause, teddy bears and things, just to try and find, here's a Steiff bear. Here's a nice mohair bear. Here's something great. So, I'm losing my breath just even thinking of this, because I have to go back today at 9 o'clock.
How many more bears do you have left to go through?
Oh, Marshall, I was there all day yesterday, and we just scratched the surface. I think we inventoried, I want to say, maybe 800. And we have six other rooms. I mean, it is crazy. So I'm there all day today and all day tomorrow.
Yeah, he's barely scratched the surface.
Now, it's funny, what you're talking about, my personal trainer, his father is 93 years old, a very famous, rabbi who marched with Martin Luther King over the bridge in Selma, just very, very famous. He's 97 mm-hmm. years old, and he finally has gone into, reluctantly, a residential community where he can be, you know, safe. Yep. And so they're going through his house, Avi and his sister, and the things they have found. First of all, there were like 10,000 books stacked everywhere, because the man was an avid reader. But so they went through that. It took like 4.5 weeks to get through that and stuff. Then they started going through his personal correspondence, which was in, I think they said, 145. You know, those cardboard file boxes. Mm-hmm. They're finding things. Wow. They're finding things from letters to him from presidents, a letter from Yasser Arafat. I mean, and pictures of all this amazing stuff that has accumulated over the man's 90 some years of
lifetime.
It's amazing. It's amazing stuff. So, I guess I can see the. There's also a little bit of frustration when you go back in every day and know that you've just scratched the surface on this.
Well, this is the other thing is trying to manage to not get overwhelmed. And Greg and I have been in these situations before, and we know we'll get this done and it'll all be fine. The two trust officers that I'm working with, they're wonderful, but they at about 4:30 they were losing steam yesterday. And I rallied the troops.
Amateurs.
Exactly. they wanted to leave. I said, I need another at least 15, 20 minutes. So let me just do this so that we're all ready for tomorrow. And I said, now walk around with me. Now, we've really done well today, group. This is wonderful. Look at all that we've done. I know it doesn't look like much in some rooms, but we did. And tomorrow, this is what we're going to do. We're going to hit this room so that we can make a bigger dent, and we're going to do this and this, and then we have this all organized. And they just felt so much better. They said, oh, gosh, it is, and we're so happy that you're here, that you know how to just get this organized and take charge. Because, when I walked in, of course, they didn't even know where to begin. And I said, well, we begin at the beginning. Let's start here, and let's just start with, because, of course, she also, if there's teddy bears, there's also the B word. There are Beanie Babies. So I said, let's pull out all this. So in order to see the furniture, the furnishings, and some of the better stuff, I have to get all the crap or all the lower end stuff. Not crap. It's all the lower end items out there.
It's with a capital C.
Well, it's capital K. It's whatever it is. But so we had to pull all this. So I said, you guys can recognize Beanie Babies, right? Oh, yeah. Okay, let's pull it. So we went through the whole house. We pulled all, you know, she has several hundred of those. And then we went through, you know, doing it by category, because it's a lot easier that way to pull everything out. And then we're bagging everything, because they will eventually get an eBay seller in there and just sell these things. So, and they're donating. They're actually some of the plush, actually all of the plush. They're making a donation. And Greg and I, we've done this before with large teddy bear collections. The State Patrol and police here in Florida, they accept, clean teddy bears because they will distribute them to the officers, and they have them in the car so that if they come across a trauma scene or something, especially with children, they give them a bear so that they have something to hold on to, and it just really helps. And I think that's a really great thing. So,
have you found any expensive bears yet?
There are some of the there are no antique bears. That's the one thing that I have not come across any yet. There are some expensive bears that are some of the Steiff teddy bears, the German manufacturing company, but most of the bears are from the 1980s, 90s, and 2000s, and probably even, I would say, I think she was adding to her collection up to about a month or two before she passed, and she just passed just 3 or 4 months ago. So,
Lots of Vermont teddy bears?
You know what? Not as many as I thought. Okay. There's not as many Vermont or Gund teddy bears. I thought there would be more. She does have a lot of artist teddy bears. So there were bears. She has the Teddy Bear Review magazine. And so she probably went to shows and knew a lot of the teddy bear artists. But she does have a good number of Steiff. But we have come across Gund and Dean's Rag and some British and some other German teddy bear companies. Just a good variety. Greg, you will find this funny. We also unearthed an Annette Funicello teddy bear.
Oh, God. Now, after you get the teddy bears done and all that done, then you go on to regular furnishings and stuff in the house?
Yeah, and basically it's all... It's very easy. It's basically a sparsely decorated house. I mean, there's not a lot of stuff because she had major display cabinets. So that's what we're going to work on the bears today and like move things out so that I can get photographs, because even in some of these display cabinets, she started collecting depression glass. So she has cabinets that were filled with depression glass and then teddy bears put on top of that. So there would be a bowl or a vase and there'd be a teddy bear inside of the punch bowl. Or, you know, so we're trying to get all that out so we can actually see what's inside the cabinets. So,
you know, one of the things that's worth noting here, and that is what Tim had said earlier about being overwhelmed. And one of the issues that we have run across over the years is that not only the personal representative, but a lot of times the heirs, when they, you know, because from up north they come down here, and sometimes they hadn't been in their the relative's home for a number of years, and they open the door, and this is what confronts them, and it's extremely overwhelming, and they have no idea what to do, where to begin. It's just so overwhelming that it's the first thing that we have to always do is try to manage what they're feeling, because this is the Dr. Phil portion of what we do for a living. And sometimes that's as important as actually doing the inventory, because people they just get so overwhelmed. They can't figure out why somebody would have all of these things or what to do with them. So, you know, I guess the moral of the story here is, and we've said this time and time again, and that is to at least inventory, at least have a plan, so that people, when they're in these emotional states, they can't make decisions clearly, and sometimes the wrong decisions are made. So I guess that's the lesson to be learned.
Well,
oh, yeah,
it's a bear affair. That's all you can say. Yeah.
It is a bear affair.
Well, you know, we didn't get a chance to talk about one of the things that is really fun, but we'll do that next week. I'm just going to tease it a little bit by saying I'm going to give you a hint that it involves a paintbrush, an afro, and two squirrels.
Paintbrush, afro. Is that crazy guy who used to paint?
Could be.
The
could
guy
be.
Who the teacher who did it on TV?
Could be.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll have to
neither
wait.
Confirm nor deny.
We will have to wait till next week to find out if it was Mr. Weirdo on the painting canvas. All right. All right, guys. Have a great week.
Hey, you too.
All right, take care.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Tim, Luke, and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack with Appraise This here on Robin Hood Radio.